This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Cancer Prevention and Technology channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. According to statistics, 40% of all women have dense breast tissue. Adding ultrasound to traditional mammography helps find cancers in this breast type that mammography may miss. One cutting-edge health center called Palmetto Health has added an automated whole-breast ultrasound machine to its breast cancer arsenal. Funded with proceeds from Palmetto Health Foundation's Walk for Life, Race for Life, the whole-breast ultrasound is a supplementary, computer-guided ultrasound examination of both breasts that can find small cancers mammography may miss. Radiologist Dr. Sean Conwell, who specializes in reading mammographies, knows what this additional tool can do to help women. He is here today to tell us about this new advanced technology. Dr. Conwell, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much for having me.
So, Dr. Conwell, what convinced you to offer ultrasound breast screening to your patients, and describe the patient type who should have this examination?
Well, I think in your opening remarks, you hit the nail on the head that 40% of women have dense breasts. The difficulty with these women is that mammography simply isn't a good test. We can't see through the breast tissue in order to detect cancer small and early. So we've known about this problem for a very long time in imaging, and we've just kind of dealt with it, so to speak. But since the advent of automated whole breast ultrasound, this is a technology that's easily deployable and overcomes the issue of dense breast tissue absolutely. So to me, it was almost a no-brainer that this is the next step in overcoming this very well-known problem, and we were all too happy to be able to provide it for our patients.
What is the Sonos CineAlbus technology, and why did you choose to offer this breast screening examination?
The Sonos Cine automated whole breast ultrasound technology is essentially a computer-guided robotic arm. This robotic arm holds a conventional ultrasound probe that is attached to a conventional ultrasound machine. The automated whole breast ultrasound arm guides the probe over the patient's tissue in a way that the radiologist can be ensured that, number one, no breast tissue is skipped or missed, and that includes the axillary contents, the infraclavicular fossa, the inframammary fold, all of these areas that are very difficult to reach by other whole breast methods. And then, number two, the robotic arm controls the speed of the probe so that when the radiologist is reviewing the images, they are going by at a consistent rate. In other words, it'd be like looking at something in super warp speed if it weren't all the same images. Imagine looking at a movie on fast forward. It's very hard to catch everything if the rate of playback isn't consistent.
How is ultrasound different than mammography, and why not use ultrasound on all women instead of mammography?
Well, mammography is essentially x-rays of the breast using radiation, and the patient is placed in a compression device for the mammogram to be obtained. The resultant image is a very, very high resolution but low contrast image. The very high resolution allows us to see things like calcification. So some cancers, such as ductal carcinoma in situ, often present as calcifications on the image. Ultrasound, on the other hand, uses no compression, no radiation, and is a very high contrast image, but with somewhat lower spatial resolution. Now, the spatial resolution will hinder our being able to identify calcifications, but because of the better contrast resolution, we can see masses that would otherwise be missed with mammograms in these patients. So as it turns out, the two examinations are really complementary, whereas the mammogram excels at seeing calcifications and the ultrasound excels at seeing masses in this particular population. Now, if you start thinking about the concept of overdiagnosis, in other words, diagnosing cancers that may never progress to kill the patient, we know that ductal carcinoma in situ will eventually progress to invasive carcinomas, but what we don't know is the time frame that might occur in. On the other hand, with automated whole breast ultrasound, what we're identifying, again, is masses that are already invasive carcinomas and excluding to some extent the overdiagnosis problem of identifying ductal carcinoma in situ unnecessarily. So I think, once again, that this technology, ultrasound, is the magic bullet, if you will, that allows us to see exactly what it is we need to see in women with dense breasts. And on the other hand, we're not seeing some of the things that we don't need to see, such as ductal carcinoma in situ and calcification.
And one big question for you is, why don't all breast facilities offer this type of screening for their dense-breasted patients?
You know, I think that's an excellent question. And again, it's something that we as breast imagers have struggled with for a very long time. I think a lot of breast centers are probably struggling in terms of capital. This technology is very expensive, and also there's so many other competing technologies that people, breast centers, imaging centers, hospitals, had rather spend their money on or are being forced to spend their money on by market forces. And specifically what I'm talking about is 3D tomography, which is an adjunct to the mammogram technology that unoverlaps tissue by sweeping a robotic arm, again, not by ultrasound, but by mammogram, sweeping a robotic arm through the tissue that unoverlaps it in a way. So I think a lot of centers are choosing to spend their money on the 3D tomography instead of the automated whole breast ultrasound. But I believe that that is perhaps a good business idea in that the government is probably going to pay for that sooner than the automated whole breast ultrasound screening. Not to say that the government won't pay for all, but they may. But I think it's a business and marketing decision that people are going in that direction more so. And I'll tell you, for example, if a patient has a 3D mammogram that is positive, their next step is almost certainly ultrasound. So I'm just skipping that step and going straight to ultrasound.
And that certainly makes a whole lot of sense today. We are with Dr. Sean Conwell, the professional director of Palmetto Health Breast Center in Richland, South Carolina, and a partner at Pitts Radiology here on eHealth Radio's Cancer Prevention and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Conwell, I understand that there are breast density information laws that are forcing imaging facilities to tell women if they have dense breast tissue. Are these laws and these informational laws working, and how do you feel about this?
Well, I think these informational laws are working in a sense. I think it is definitely increasing women's awareness of this problem of dense breasts, and I personally don't think there's any problem with letting women know that they have dense breasts. In fact, I think it's kind of unconscionable that you wouldn't let them know. I'm not so sure that we need a law to dictate what radiologists are saying in their reports to their patients and referring doctors. That's just my personal opinion. I think those kinds of things should be left to our professional judgment. Now, that being said, I do also understand that laws have a way of forcing people to do things in a way that perhaps they wouldn't have done before. For example, if there weren't speed limit laws, I might be driving a little faster. So in order to get me slow down, a law tells me to do so. So I think it may function in that way. I think the laws are also working in that the women who are notified, our studies show, have a greater intention of participating in screening, even with mammography, and also certainly increase the likelihood that they're going to entertain adjuvant screening by automated whole breast ultrasound. So again, I think these things are, quote, working, close quotes. What I want to be careful to do is not to alarm women in saying that this is somehow abnormal or that this is somehow a death sentence or that they're going to get cancer. I think we have to be very careful in the language that we use, that we are really trying to simply inform patients of this problem. And then we can talk about the solutions once we realize that there's a problem. If no one ever tells them, they simply don't know there's a problem. And again, I think that's unconscionable. So we at Palmetto Health in South Carolina, our state has those laws have been introduced but not passed. But again, we at Palmetto Health have decided on our own to do the right thing and to notify patients of the breast tissue density. So I don't need a law to tell me to do the right thing. Again, to quote Ron Paul, you know, I don't need the government to tell me not to shoot heroin in my arm. I know that's bad for me. And similarly, I don't need the government to tell me what I need to say to my patients. I know what I need to say to my patients, and that's why I tell them that they have dense breasts.
Well, well said there. And now, if you would, tell us about the new insurance codes for ultrasound breast screening. What does this mean for dense-breasted women in the facilities who offer this supplemental screening?
The new CPT codes really apply to what we refer to as handheld, physician-performed, bedside ultrasound. So the code does not describe automated whole-breast ultrasound directly. So what we at Palmetto Health have chosen to do is to charge for and bill for a whole breast ultrasound CPT code, but to use a limited level of service modifier to that CPT code because it is a different service than the physician performed handheld bedside study. In that exam, it is a diagnostic examination, and once again, we're trying to distinguish these two services. So when we charge for a diagnostic physician-performed handheld bedside ultrasound, I'm just going to estimate here. I don't know exactly what our charge matcher for the hospital charges for this, but I would estimate around $500 for that physician-performed handheld bedside ultrasound. On the other hand, with the limited level of service modifier to that code, what we have chosen to do, again, is to distinguish the service because the physician is not present holding the probe. The robotic arm is doing that for us. And the physician can review the images offline at a later time. Again, that is an advantage. So with that limited level of service modifier, we're able to reduce that fee to $200. And again, that brings it into the realm that's easily affordable for most people. And if they pay up front cash, then we'll give a 20% discount on top of that. So only $160. Women spend this on a nice dress all the time. So peace of mind at that value, in other words, value meaning bang for your buck, that's a lot of bang for that $160.
I love how you put that. Excellent. Now tell me, what is your advice to women for protecting their breast health? I'm sure the husbands would love to be able to get some information on this to be able to aid their wives on this as well.
Well, I think it's a three-step process. Step number one is to know yourself, to know your body. Just kind of know what your breast tissue feels like, what your lumps and bumps feel like. Look at yourself in the mirror. Notice any dimples, those kinds of things, retractions, skin discoloration, nipple discharge. Those sorts of things are very easy and are free and cost you nothing but a few seconds to examine yourself. Secondly, I think women over the age of 40 should participate in yearly screening mammography with no upper limit. You should continue to participate in screening mammography so long as she remains healthy and so long as she would intend to undergo treatment were a cancer to be detected. And then number three, she needs to know her breast tissue density, because if she has fatty breasts or scattered fibroglandular density, then a mammogram is a very good test for her, and she needs no further screening other than that. But if she has dense breasts, the mammogram simply doesn't work. We will only see 50% of cancers that are present using that modality. So we need to go into an adjunctive screening. Now, if she happens to be of a very, very high risk, BRCA gene positive, first degree relative BRCA gene positive, these sorts of things, then that adjuvant screening should not be ultrasound. It should actually be MRI. But even at average risk and extremely dense breasts, the best screening modality adjunctive for that patient is automated whole breast ultrasound, not tomography. Tomogram, approximately 20% of invasive cancers that are present at the time of the examination. Automated whole breast ultrasound, once again, is not encumbered by extremely dense breasts in the least. The extremely dense breast problem still exists with tomography.
Very, very helpful information. Certainly has been good to have had you. And Dr. Conwell, where can women be in touch to get more information and to make an appointment with you?
We can be reached online at palmettohealth.org, or you can also visit sonocine.com for more information about the system itself. That's S-O-N-O-C-I-N-E, sonocine.
Well, very good. Dr. Conwell, very informative, very helpful information. Thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Sean Conwell, the professional director of Palmetto Health Breast Center in Richland, South Carolina, and a partner at Pitts Radiology. And once again, the websites of reference is palmettohealth.org, as well as sonocine.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Cancer Prevention and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.